Station 2. Today you will be with me in paradise. Luke 23:43. Paradise. Think about that for a moment. This paradise Jesus mentions is nothing compared to the visions of quiet sandy beaches that might have come to your mind. Even the Pismodice we live in is still home to much heartache, brokenness, and despair. No, the paradise Jesus promises to a convicted thief of all people is a place far beyond our imagination. In fact, the use of this word, paradiso, is only found in one other verse in the Bible, Revelation 2:7. To everyone who is victorious, I will give fruit from the tree of life in the paradise of God. Sound familiar? In fact, in Greek, that word, paradiso, actually means garden. Jesus was telling this thief that today he was going to be with Jesus in the garden, the place where everything is as God intended when he first created the world. The place with no shame, no fear, no anxiety, no sadness. The place where humans lived in perfect relationship with their creator and with each other. Amazing. Even more amazing, when God created this paradiso, he created it with the desire and intention that you would live there forever with him. You are so deeply loved that God was willing to move heaven and earth in order to spend eternity in perfect relationship with you. And not just you, your family, your neighbor, that one kid in your class. If you've never experienced salvation and the promise of paradise, as Jesus himself said, today is the day. It just starts with a humble heart and a simple prayer. Pray. Jesus, thank you for saving me. I was trying to do things my own way, and I was headed for destruction. At just the right time, you came into my life and called me to yourself. I am undeserving, but I am so thankful. I wait with anticipation for the day when we will be together in paradise forever. I want others to be able to experience the salvation and assurance I have experienced. I'm going to spend some time in prayer for those in my life who do not yet know you and who are still struggling through life on their own. Come and change their lives like you did mine. Amen. Interact further. Spend a few minutes reflecting on your salvation and praying for someone you know who has not yet experienced God's freedom. Then take a river rock and write that person's name or initials on it. You may also write a word to describe your own salvation story. Then place it in the pile with the other rocks. Before you go, spend a minute praying over the names of those that have come before you.